Hey, Project Big Screen listeners, you can find us every Monday on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
Outshine is the number one frozen fruit bar brand in America. And once you try them, it's easy to see why. Their fruit bars and mini fruit pops are made with real fruit or fruit juice using simple ingredients you can pronounce. That means no high fructose corn syrup and no artificial colors or flavors. Outshine bars are gluten-free and even a good source of vitamin C. And the flavor lineup? It's stacked. We're talking strawberry, mango, coconut, watermelon, pineapple, cherry, you name it, there's something for whatever you're craving. You've got classic fruit bars, mini fruit pops, and fruit blends that swirl multiple flavors together. Think pina colada, cherry limeade, and more. Find your new favorite refreshing snack, Outshine, at retailers nationwide.
Welcome to The Bracket, episode 26. Today, we are doing the bracket of worst trends. We got the entire crew in today. We got KB, Nick, and Owen live from Chicago. We got, obviously, Tommy Smokes. We got Shay. We got Coley. And we got myself. This is going to be an interesting draft, or rather bracket, because there is a lot of choices on here. And we had talked about this a little pre-show, where there are certain things where, like, you think of them but trends, but they're not actually trends. They're just things you didn't like, and like some things that are just have existed throughout the entirety of time but just feel more prevalent in a certain point. But this is, I think we have a good list right now, and I'm excited to get into it. So let's go straight into it. Right with the number 12 versus the number 5 seed. The number 12 is kind of a recent one, but it did come up a lot, and I tweeted out just like a call out for people to ask to add in their own worst trends, and a lot of people had this. It's the water bottle flipping challenge thing.
Oh, yes.
It is
trying to revive it as we speak.
I've been trying to revive it this whole trip, and I haven't hit it once.
That's even worse, because like it's not even a particularly impressive challenge. Like it's not something where it's like particular, like it really blows you away or something. It's relatively easy. Actually.
It's easy.
It's based on how much water you have in the bottle.
Yeah, it's easy
to have the right amount,
but it looks easier than it is. So it's the biggest lose-lose.
Yeah, which makes it like absolutely pointless. And they're going up against the number 5 seed, which was the trend of, and this only this was like a micro trend. This only happened for maybe like, I don't know, like a 3-4 month once. Spin. It happened one time.
Only one person did.
There was a lot of videos of this. It was the trend where people were licking ice cream tubs and putting them back into the freezer.
Fuck that. Yeah, that's the winner.
Didn't one woman go to like prison for it?
I think so.
She was also basically the toilet seat licker, wasn't she?
Mm, I think same YouTube person, yeah. But they made like laws against, like rules against it basically in the store. Like, yeah, if you do that, you're paying for it.
In your coolers.
Yeah, that too, which is also very annoying. There's a fucking lock on the ice cream in my 7-Eleven.
Ariana Grande head ass.
Yeah, with the donuts.
Yeah.
That's when she said she hated America.
Yeah, she said America sucks and then licked a donut that everyone else had to eat.
America sucks, lick a donut.
Yep. So the number 12 seed, water bottle flipping, versus the number 5 seed, licking the ice cream. Start out with you, KB. What do you think?
I think the licking the ice cream and any prank adjacent to that for YouTube or whatever is tied for the worst. So that.
Yeah. All right, Owen.
I'll go with licking the ice cream as well.
I think the water bottle flip, proper water bottle flip it has can a, work. It has an appeal. It's fun to do it.
It's become sarcastic too.
Yeah.
Like you do something and then you flip it at the end. Yeah.
And there was that talent show kid. That was sick.
What was he doing?
He did it like 3 times in a row and it was cool.
Okay, yeah, girls, so like that is actually kind of impressive.
Solo cups on their ass.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, they did. They would flip. They would flip. Mm-hmm. They would play flip cup on their big butt.
Yeah. That's actually kind of cool. Nick, what would you take?
I'm a sucker for any ice cream trend. Coning still makes me laugh pretty hard.
I have a coning video.
And I love it that it was just like all of the ice cream trends really, really just they make you look bad. But it was that should be a felony. I'm going ice cream.
All right, 3 for licking the ice cream, Tommy.
Yeah, just to be clear here, people were like taking ice cream containers out of a freezer, like a Ben and Jerry's thing, licking the ice cream and putting it back.
Yeah, yeah. Yes.
Okay, they should be literally shot and killed.
Like, wait, were these ones that they owned, or were they
no.
like
It was put pill, like it was open. Yeah, it was in the supermarket.
That's illegal.
Yeah,
completely fucked. This is the strongest five seed of all time. As a huge germaphobe,
there is not. I don't think anything worse.
I don't think I. And the thing with this too is like, this is a prank or whatever. Like, you don't even get the reaction of the person. Well,
yeah.
There's no climax to the prank.
Right.
But it did raise awareness to how poorly packaged and unsafe our ice cream is.
Very easy to tamper with. There's no tamper-proof lid.
Yeah, I don't know if I want to
fuck. Nobody's licking
Edie's. How did Edie's take off?
Edie's was like, nobody's licking our shit.
Edie's.
You can eat these
Halo
nuts.
Top is better than Edie's. Run that back.
No,
you can eat these nuts.
Halo Top might should be the one seed in this. Halo Top is an abomination to the Lord.
It's ice cream that tastes bad and makes you fart loud.
Disagree. For the calories, it tastes all right. It just gets freezer burning.
Just
easily.
Don't have ice cream if you're worried about calories. Just don't have ice cream.
It's a filling 300 calories.
It's a lot. All right, yeah. So Tommy's on board with licking the ice cream. It's going to move on. But Shay?
Let me know if anybody else feels this way. But when you open ice cream, my favorite part of the ice cream is the part that gets stuck to the lid when you open it. That's the best part.
Oh, the like filmy substance?
I can see that for pudding.
It's ice cream that just sticks to the lid.
Yeah, I don't totally hate that take.
Isn't that kind of like freezer burn though, or is that only after you start with it?
From a fresh like whatever pint of ice cream that you open,
it's harder.
That part, it hasn't been freezer burned because it hasn't been opened yet.
Okay, all right, so, fair enough. Coley, what would you have picked?
Kind of the ice cream by far.
Oh yeah, it is just you should be in jail for life. And this is one where when I put it on the graphic or on the bracket, I would have had it probably as the one seed if it was sustained longer. But it was so short, like it's hard to even almost call it a trend. So like it was a tough run. Next up, we have a number 4 seed, which is also very strong against the number 13 seed. The 4 seed is gender reveals. Gender reveals.
Is that like flashing?
No, you know which one. You know which version of it we're talking about. Gender reveals. They've caused massive fires. They've gotten people killed. Many bad things have happened. Thanks to gender
reveals.
They're
also not very progressive.
Mm-mm. Yeah, that's a very true. They're very old school. And they're going up against the number 13 seed, dabbing. Dabbing, I feel like I'm over dabbing to the point, but like so many people had on the list where I was just like, I need to have it here somewhere and people will want to put, you know, talk about it on the graphic or whatever. So, Coley, we'll start with you. Dabbing versus gender reveals.
I feel like a common theme here is going to be like, to what extent did white people ruin a thing?
Yes, that, for like, sure.
There was nothing like Cam Newton scoring a touchdown, running into the end zone, dabbing was like the easiest 1,000 retweets I could get when I was running the main. Like I wouldn't even say anything.
That's how hot in the streets it was.
What was the other one? Because the other one definitely
gender reveals.
Yeah, gender. I mean, like you said, the forest fires aren't great.
Not so great. But so which one are you going to pick? You're going to pick
gender reveals for sure.
All right. It's one for gender reveals. Che?
I feel like some gender reveals still make me laugh. Like I saw one recently where it was like,
it's when the guy gets pissed when it's a girl. Yes.
Yeah. Like, that like just like, I love how like normalized it is for a dad to be pissed he's having a daughter. Yeah. Like that just shows that guy's a scumbag.
Imagine what gender reveals are like in China. That trend had to get killed off really quick.
Not even necessarily that, like the daughter thing, but like I saw one recently where it was like a WWE match, or like but two like friends of the
like wrestling match. Like WWE has nothing to do with this, yeah.
And they just like fought, and the one pinned the other, and then like blue went off, and everyone went nuts. So I feel like those are like wholesome.
Based
and I
on that,
them.
We'll just put gender reveals through.
We'll put that in the finals.
Straight the biggest knock against gender reveals is they've become kind of like the choreographed wedding entrances. Like they've got the same
entry. Should be on the list as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And dabbing's also still cool. Like with Zod dabs all the time during the act and it cracks me up every time. So gender
What's so funny about it?
That would mean I like both these things. So damn.
Yeah, real Sophie's choice between gender reveals and dabbing.
I still like them both.
Can we take a quick YouTube break to see if anybody's combined the two?
Has to.
A dab definitely gender would. Reveal?
This guy has like pink or purple paint in like the fold of his arm. And
forehead is.
We're to celebrate having a son. A guy just dabs to celebrate, maybe.
Yeah. Can you YouTube dab gender
check it
reveal?
Out, Gooch. Gooch is on the case right now.
I'm going to vote for gender of being the more lamer, though.
A sad nay-nay if you have a girl.
The only good gender reveal is when the dad is attempting to do something athletic and fails
miserably.
Yeah.
That's the only good one.
I saw one where they hit it was like a balloon or something, and they hit it and it burst out yellow. And I was like, I don't know what that's supposed to mean. And it confused everyone involved, but team boy. Okay. Yeah, I guess so. That makes sense. It's not really a gender reveal, but like it's a shirt. It's a shirt of a little kid that you give to a small child that says team boy, and the boy is dabbing.
Okay.
Which I guess all right. You can count that. But we need to find an actual video of it. All right, Tommy.
Yeah, I mean, dabbing, it's sort of become ironic, I feel like, where people now will do it less seriously and more ironic, too. I also think some of these trends might come back around where they get overplayed. And then like nobody likes to do them, and then they start to become kind of funny again because of how overplayed they are. Whereas gender reveals, I don't know, it's just so obnoxious to probably have a big one. I was running a system for a while where people would DM me and say that they were having a child, and they'd ask me to guess if the gender was a boy or girl, and I got the first one right, and it made me feel so powerful that I had more people do it, and I was hitting right around like at least 50%. So I was hitting at a high clip of whether or not they were correct, and it really made me feel powerful.
All right, so that's another one for gender reveals then. All right, Nick.
I feel like dabbing is the bottle flipping of the arms. It's easy, and it's become satire.
That's this.
That was just another bottle flip.
You're going to have to watch the YouTube version to see what KB just did. It was kind of cool.
It was cool. Mm-hmm. That was undeniably cool. I think gender reveals happen too early in the pregnancy. Because, like, what do you do afterwards? The gender reveal should happen. She should immediately have the kid. Like, what do you do after you find out? Well, everybody just goes home?
There's nothing consequential and nurseries about it. And stuff.
Okay.
Like, it's not a reveal. There's nothing shocking. Like there's two options, and you can't really celebrate one or the other.
Yeah, you have to be happy no matter
what. You should just be happy that you have a kid.
Yeah, they're the worst just because it's almost an obligation to have one now.
Really?
Mm-hmm. I think so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I feel like you could do really a dinner. Is. You could do like a
Holy,
dinner.
Did and get you away have with one? It.
No.
Before I talk shit?
Neither.
Jay?
It's Jay?
No, we just got like an envelope from the whatever the puss doctor, and then opened it, and that's what it said.
You didn't have to puss. Yeah.
They gave you an envelope. They don't just tell you in person.
It's funny.
You can like so that way you can like open it however you want instead of like a doctor's office.
I'm president of like doctor NFL or draft like... team.
if someone that would have been your ideal gender reveal, Steve. If the music came on like din 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 din, and they came out and gave you the gender, that should have been your gender reveal.
But you don't get to pick. They get to pick.
Piper and McShay breaking down the pros.
Yeah, that's like the Jets.
Yeah, you trade down for a girl.
Jay's drafting a girl.
Created two later picks for a girl.
Like Jets drafting Kevin Nugent.
now Todd, the Che's wife said they would keep trying until they had a boy, so maybe he wants a girl here. That's future sex that he can have in hand.
Fuck, we might have to do that.
Yeah.
Che, we just made your next. You're gonna have to have another kid. We're gonna have to make
if done right, they can be pretty funny. Because it's such like a dumb little thing. I think I'm just a bitch. I'm just an asshole. Because like, it's a little thing that just people have fun with.
Sometimes it's not very fun. Sometimes it's you burn down half of California.
I don't see the thrill in it.
You're not the one having the kid.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a fair point. Owen,
to answer your question, Nick, about what happens after. Then like once you find out, then you can like whatever. paint the room like pink or blue or all that stuff, and like kind of like get in the mindset of we're having like this gender.
You guys seeing all this abortion stuff?
Yeah,
that's going on. That's going
relevant
on.
Topic.
There's going to be a lot more gender reveals, huh, Tommy?
Just to stay on topic.
Oh, and what do you pick?
Yeah, gender reveals. Sorry.
Yeah, gender reveals is going to move on. KB, what would you have picked?
I'm still on the fence because, like Nick said, I think they're just people having fun. The dab just it sucks. No, there's no.
What ruined the dab? Yeah, I don't
the kids
like,
ruin the dab.
There wasn't love involved. There
I think it was Dan Katz. Dan Katz ruined the dab.
Did Dan ruin the dab?
Yeah.
No, he did. That little kid like dab like dab. Mark Cuban.
Yeah,
that was very funny.
There was to dab people up because they would fake you out. In.
That's what I was about to say. The dab as it used to diss someone was kind of funny for a time.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. That was Jake Paul's rise to prominence was when he did that interview when his house was causing a ruckus in that Beverly Hills neighborhood.
Oh yeah,
and they were trying to interview him seriously, and he just kept dabbing on the reporter, and then he hit the.
Didn't
reporter
he also what are those them?
Yeah, that's exactly what he did. Yeah, he what are those them? And everyone went. But that's when Dave was just like, "We got to hire this guy," not knowing Jake Paul.
Yeah, him and his like rapscallion wheeling all around the neighborhood.
Yes.
I think there's a kid now that on TikTok he does leg dabs. And they're kind of cool because he's like a big fat guy. He does like
quick. Let's get Quigs in here.
He's a wannabe superhuman.
Is he no.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Superhuman is human is so much better. He's the absolute king of TikTok.
Boonk.
Oh, Boonk Gang.
Oh my God.
I think he's like the pioneer of like those ice cream licking pranks. Like his prank was just. Hurting or just ruining things.
His prank was being a criminal.
Yeah. All right. Next up, we have the 8 versus the 9 seed. Both of these seeds are combined things. So I know we love that from the time we had watching your girlfriend get fucked by your friend and he forgets your name and all that stuff. So the number 8 seed is Ed Hardy / Von Dutch / Affliction / Tap Out T-shirts. And that is
can we
going
add
up
the
against
the Bass Pro Shop to that. But this is shirts. Wow. This is
shirts. Let's add that on there too. Yeah. And that's going up against Spartan Run / Mud Run / CrossFit. Oh,
a tough mutter should be a slur. That sounds like he's won.
Tough mutter.
It sounds like Frank trying to explain his childhood.
Yeah,
therapy.
He had a tough mutter. Oh yeah.
All right. So KB, which one are you taking? The shirts or the exercising?
I'm usually a cynic, but I don't despise the tough mutters.
I think that's because you've become a workout guy.
I have, and that's why. I think the color runs are stupid. Don't try to make running more fun, because in the end you're just running.
Also, they would raise more money for charities if it was things that people enjoy doing.
Yeah,
charity is always like, well, I'm going to torture myself, and you guys give me money for it.
Mm-hmm.
Sit down and watch a bunch of TV-a-thon.
I don't get a marathon for charity. Mm-hmm. Just do something fun for charity.
Have an open bar.
Steve, if you could do some sort of thing similar to a 5K, but it was like a jerk-off thing, would you do that? Like people would pay for you to jerk off like 10 times in a day?
I couldn't do that. I've never been able to do that. Even at my
What was your PR?
6. Nothing crazy.
You could get 10.
Yeah, you could get
on a 24-hour fan.
With charity on the line.
4, you don't like it. By like 5 and 6, you're like borderline shooting.
Throw on some NFL draft prospect highlights and go to town.
Yeah. So KB, you're picking the t-shirts.
The t-shirt. What when the Ed Hardy and the Affliction
and Von Dutch hats?
Von Dutch Tap Out, and also you added on Bass Pro Shop.
So you're just saying like style.
It's like, I feel like the Ed Hardy, Von Dutch, Affliction, Tap Out is like this different variations of the same exact guy. And like the same guy has probably worn all 4 of those shirts.
I was never alive or I don't remember ever Ed Hardy being like something that wasn't made fun of.
You're right.
Mm-hmm.
And so in a way, I respect the people who wore Ed Hardy.
Yeah, but Ed Hardy also became like popular. Like a lot of celebrities were wearing Ed Hardy and shit. You know what I mean? Same with like a... Yeah.
think Paris Hilton.
Paris Hilton was like Von Dutch too.
Well, I think Ed Hardy kind of looks cool.
Do you actually?
It doesn't. Yeah, look, I think I was thinking kinda, about some of their designs are cool. I thought
it'd be neat to bring out.
Do you guys remember when like those hoodies that were popular? It was always like a dragon fighting a white tiger.
Yeah.
It was, like on a hoodie.
I have one.
And they had like Japanese symbols on the arms. Those were so sick.
So you going with the shirts, KB?
No, I'm going to go with like this Tough Mudder shit.
Wow. What a twist. All right, Owen?
Big agree. I think those shirts are pretty neat. And all the exercise stuff sucks.
Yeah. I kind of want to get a tap out shirt. Because I'm curious what the reaction would be. That's on there.
My buddy's cousin came and stayed overnight and for a weekend brought two t-shirts. They were both tap out. Ended up having to stay the month. And went the first 2.5 weeks only wearing a tap out t-shirt.
Do you guys want to do a tap out competition? Who can wear a tap out shirt the longest?
Yeah, I would absolutely be down.
I'm down. Let's do it. You have to tap out.
Yeah, you literally have to tap out. Yeah. okay, Nick.
I think it's so annoying that like they're pretending it's so much fun.
Yeah, that's what I hate. They're pretending it's fun.
You get one single beer at the end.
Even like people everybody gets a 13 medal. Half marathon are like, had a blast running this half marathon with all my friends. Like, no, you didn't.
Here's the thing about the Tough Mudders.
All the attention on you.
You finish, but you don't have to do the obstacles. Like, you failed every single obstacle or ran around one. All you have to do is just get to the end.
I don't even know how it works.
Yeah, you can just opt out of doing one of them. You just run around it.
You're already filthy. Just cut.
It would be awesome if you finished it and you were clean. That's the only time you should get a beer and a medal. But these are people that failed at every single one of the things and then get a medal.
A very good point that people...
I'm tired of this fucking participation trophy mentality.
Bullshit, dude. That is a good point that people enjoying it does make it way worse.
I'm going the Tough
Mudders. Most things. All right. It's another one for Tough Mudders. Tommy?
That's tough. I had one Ed Hardy shirt back in middle school. It had like a skull on it. And I was like, this is sick. And I was like, I finally got a cool shirt. Got bullied out of wearing it almost immediately. Like one day into school. But I do feel bad. It sucks when like just the collective population decides this thing sucks now. Like Ed Hardy, like everyone just decided like, oh yeah, if you wear this, like you're a loser. And like no matter what Ed Hardy does now, it's hard to like come out of that. CrossFit, all this other shit. CrossFit, like people always say, everyone always talks about CrossFit. I've never heard a person talk about CrossFit.
I agree.
Only heard a person
make fun of it. Yeah.
That CrossFit people talk about CrossFit.
I've seen CrossFit people say they do it, but never in like an annoying way.
Right. But
you have? Yeah. I'm sure they suck, but
they always just like are doing their thing. CrossFit gyms are never in something that was built to be a gym. No. It's always like a closed down, like
Autobahn shop.
Yeah, and they're always in the parking lot.
In my hometown, like, they built a CrossFit gym out of a veterinarian's office. I don't even know how.
The one by me, they send them running around the block, and like that's you pay for something that makes you run in the street.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess I'll say the exercise people. I hate when people fashion shame, so I'll vote against the people that are just bettering themselves and being healthy and exercising and say that.
Also, you have to feel for Ed Hardy. He built that up and he just named the company with his full fucking name.
And now his
and now everyone is
associated with disgrace.
Yeah, it's kind of a bummer. Che?
I'm a little biased here because I'm not a one, but a two-time Tough Mudder finisher.
Yep.
Exactly.
Okay. It makes sense.
How many of the things did you finish?
I think I've done all the events. I don't think I opted out of any. But nothing was like crazy. Some are maybe like the most intimidating one was like you run through some like it wasn't tear gas, but it was like some type of like smoky gas, and there's like live wires, which you are, like, not, we're not
fun run.
Yeah, he's about to say. He had this like cyclone did, like, bee
inflatable
stuff
in a backyard.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, they were fun. They were more just like a landmark, basically, to like get in shape because it was like a 10-mile run, and then you're doing stuff in between, so it kind of breaks it up. The beer at the end was very lame. I hated it both times. Yeah, I guess the shittiest part about it is like you ruin a pair of shoes. But I didn't think it was lame. I would vote for the Ed Hardy stuff. I never actually owned a Von Dutch shirt or an Ed Hardy hat or any of those things. Probably because I got most of my clothes at, like, Target. But yeah, I would say those.
They pretend the beard cool. So good at the end of the race too. There's oh my god,
they like they needed to be good this. Mentally. Yeah, it's a placebo beer. Coley, what would you pick?
Comfortably the running shit. Ed Hardy's sick. I'll defend that to the rest till like my dying day.
Did you own it?
Yes.
Oh yeah.
Almost certainly. Yeah.
Of course, but like I like not a lot of it because it was expensive. This is when I was in college, so it was like I could only get like a few things, so it was tough. Like I was jealous
too.
Definitely, big time. The Von Dutch stuff, I feel like, was like early 2000s, and I only remember them being the trucker hats.
Yeah.
I feel like tap outs, I'm sure they're not, but they feel separate in my mind, at least.
Mm-hmm. So, like, I think it's like almost like a Pokemon evolution or a regular evolution. I don't know. I have to
No, they're definitely. On Long Island, for sure, there are people whose whole closet was just like tap out affliction, like Ed Hardy. Like, there's definitely people who owned all of it.
Yeah.
Dave,
what are those people wearing right now?
American Eagle.
Lululemon, for sure.
Yeah, Lulu's good. I love Lululemon.
Dave, when I was an intern, made me run one of these things. I believe it was called Ruckus on like 2 days' notice. Then this was when I was doing a lot of drugs and was fat. So it wasn't like I also got a medal. So that
means yeah, that's it. There you go.
It means nothing.
It means nothing.
Yeah. I think that's a great argument against. All right. They're going to move on the Spartans run / mud run /
6 year old doesn't deserve CrossFit. One. I get a medal.
All right. Now we have the.
Are impressive.
Iron Man.
Okay. Iron Man, totally different thing. Yeah.
Wicked different.
Yeah. Crazy different. Yeah. All right. Now we have the number one seed versus the number 16 seed.
Well, everyone's answer was, all the running things. So
some are different.
There's a bunch of stuff, I guess, involved too. But yeah. But it's a different level of difficulty, so not included. Now we have the number one seed versus the number 16 seed. The 16 is the Cheyenne game, as always. But it's actually the Cheyenne and Smokeson this time. Because Tommy had some questionable picks. I could let you guess which ones belong to who, but the first option is running backs getting selected in the first round of the NFL draft.
Okay.
This then is a female bangs, and he put in parentheses hair, just in case.
That's Tommy, and that's funny.
That is Tommy, and it's funny.
Not me.
That was Che.
Yeah. Tommy, I thought was doing it as a joke. Che meant
seriously.
Yes.
If I just put female bangs, it could have been interpreted several ways. So I just wanted to clarify.
Why we attributed it to Tommy. Yeah.
No, my least favorite hairstyle on women. By
I actually agree. They're so ugly.
I kind of agree too.
No, I think of the girls that can pull it off. Pull it off.
Yeah, but no, that's only
very few.
It's a Haley Williams margin.
It's
who is it? Coley, who is this reporter at the TNT Bucks game? Maybe the worst hairstyle of anyone I've seen on television ever.
Are they on right now?
Bruce Valanche, Stan.
Yeah, that's true.
She's worse than Bruce Valanche.
Oofer on Twitter.
Oofer on Twitter.
Oofer. I don't know her name. I think it's Stephanie something. She was a sideline reporter for the game that just ended.
Jesus.
Real men don't objectify sideline reporters. We criticize their hairstyles.
Or make fun of their husbands whenever they say something bad on ESPN or whatever. That's another Barstool special, I guess. Okay, so that is after that we have bell bottoms. Bell bottoms popular, I guess, in the 70s and also early 2000s.
And coming back again.
Yeah, and next after that is super baggy clothes. I still think baggy clothes are cool.
Yes.
Yeah.
I still think they're pretty cool. I like them. Next is bleached blonde hair, which. I agree. There was an era where people who did not fit the look of bleach blonde hair would do it. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you have to be a certain type of guy or girl, whatever, to pull it off, and not everyone was. Next is thin wire glasses. After that is every superhero movie being
trend, wasn't it?
That was very fleeting.
Yeah.
Zero staying power.
I'd like that on the record that none of these have been mine so far.
It's true.
Jesus. Jay, are you just submitting?
After that, all right. Now these are Tommy's ones. The 69 nice joke, which is very low.
I think that sucks ass now. That sucks ass.
Yeah, I think it's gone way too far. I think it could be done. It could be done creatively at times, but if someone just sees like a tweet that says, "Oh, 69 runs or something," and it's just immediately nice, that's not creative. It's not funny, and you should kill yourself.
You think you can see a number?
The 10 numbers they're together pretty often.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
A lot.
After that, which I agree, by the way, I think that was this. It should be the winner out of this grouping. The running up crates challenge, which Tommy didn't like.
Yeah. Oh, I loved that. Oh,
that was funny.
People were killing themselves. It was very dangerous.
That's hilarious.
Literally, it cost us millions of page views. The crates challenge, millions of page views.
Cost us?
Yes, we all lost money because. So Mark Zuckerberg's a douchebag, and will randomly decide what he does and doesn't like on a whim. So we blocked. You remember the dude who rolled the blunt while he did it?
Yeah. That was a legend. The
coolest guy alive. So we blogged that, obviously. And we posted it to Facebook with the world's largest website. And he decided, since that trend did not start on Facebook, we would be put in jail, which happens to us quite frequently.
But that was the thing that put us in jail?
Yeah, that was what put us in jail. The crate challenge. It literally cost us millions of page views.
That's insane.
Holy shit.
It's not even bad.
A little bit of history there. After that is poking on Facebook, which
That was awesome.
Useful.
Yeah, that's, I agree. And after that was just Macklemore.
It's an effective view up.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Just Macklemore as a human being. And this one I actually like too. This was a late
Macklemore thought he was gay because he could draw.
Yeah.
That's really funny.
In the third grade, the third grade he thought he was gay.
Yeah.
I mean, and he kept his room straight. In third grade, were exceptional at drawing.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah.
You had the best cursive, didn't you?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Very questionable. After that, and this is, again, I think one of Tommy's best ones, was saying, I was born in the wrong generation.
Is that a trend or just like a phrase?
The best time to be alive is right this very second. Yeah. Always. Mm-hmm. Always.
Agreed. Yeah. I don't know if you can really classify as a trend, but I do feel like I only heard people say it a lot from like a 10-15-ish year span, from probably like 2005 to 2020, I guess. But like, I feel like that was the highlight era of that, more or less.
You're not in the wrong generation. You could listen to your music from the 70s and wear those clothes from the 70s or do anything else.
And you can listen to it wirelessly, all these little fucking things in your ears.
It was it was like an old picture of like people parked on a beach in the 50s or 60s.
Yeah. And it was always, I love those ones when it's from like a girl and they're like, yeah, I was born in the wrong generation. I wish men looked like this. Like, bro, they would beat you. They would beat a sandwich out of you.
And then if you told the cops, they would come and beat you as well.
Everybody in that photo is very racist.
Yeah. Yes. That's the best thing about it, too. It's almost like the Louis C.K. bit. Like the people who say I was born in the wrong generation, you better be white if you're tweeting that, because it's most likely you're the only person that wants to be in a different generation.
I would also tie this in with like when people are like, can this year just end already or whatever? Like, can 2020,
just
like things will just magically change because one
day. I'll even pile onto that. Those are the same people that reboots ruin their childhood.
Don't watch it.
Yeah. Pixar didn't fall off. You're not 12.
This movie for kids sucks.
Space Jam 2.
Like, close your, like the Tyler Creator joke. Like, how are you getting cyberbullied? Close your eyes.
Yeah. Close the computer. Shut off the computer.
My childhood is ruined.
All right. So, for the chain game,
I thought it was still March 2020.
My chain pick would be the 69 nice joke, which I do think is a good pick. But, Coley, which chain option stood out the most for you?
It's got to be drafting a running back in the first round. Disgusting. It's true. It's a disgusting, horrific thing. I honestly thought that one was Tommy's, since he's a Giants fan and still not overtaking Saquon.
Yeah, that makes more sense, actually. All right, so that's one for drafting a running back in the first round. Che, are you going to follow it up?
Drafting a running back in the first round and female bangs are
That's the secret. That's the what do you call it? The follow up James Hong song.
Trend?
Yeah, that's definitely
just a current option. Well, when was that a trend?
Like,
for yeah, I don't think you've ever. I guess right now, even.
Yeah. We're in it.
I rarely see bangs.
You rarely see females, bro.
Of a person who I think objectively is a pretty good looking person that just has maybe the worst bangs I've ever seen in my life.
That's when William Hung gets up there in the years, that's going to be like his first mistake is singing female bangs.
Well, he could just say she bangs, Ken Jack.
That's what I'm saying. My joke was that he had his Alzheimer's and forgot it. She bangs.
Okay.
Dead. Okay. So are you going to go with that, Shay?
Ooh.
Imagine taking a running back third overall.
Yeah, fuck. You got to go running back.
Female bangs.
I can't do it. Because, once in a while, someone pulls off, like, female bangs. It is rare, but running back in the first round, you can't do it.
Yep. All right, that's two for that. That's a big lead in the chain game. Tommy.
I'll go the 69 nice joke.
2-2, all tied up. Nick.
Wrong generation. Fuck you.
Wrong generation. One for wrong generation. Owen.
Drafting a running back in the first round.
I think it's going to move on.
What if it's a late first round?
I don't understand this one.
Generational.
You don't even get that the fifth year. That
impacts the team the most. The player gets the most.
Yeah, but you can find running backs. There are a dime a dozen.
Steve, he hasn't seen any data.
Mike Ditka head
out. What about late first round?
Well, the Jets drafted Kevin Nugent, the kicker, in the first round. Mike Nugent? And who's Kevin Nugent? Because that's somebody.
That's something like someone you would bring up from school.
Every Korean.
Which one would you pick, KB?
Ohio State.
The DM over the 69 shit is it's like me wearing a goofy clothing. It's
all right, gonna have to flip a coin then. Shay, pick heads or tails.
3-1 tie. We've never had this.
Tails never fails.
Tails never fails.
We're moving on.
All right. Let's see. Fuck Google. Flip a coin.
Never fails. I already won.
Come on.
It is heads. It is heads. 69 is going to move on.
Boo.
Yeah.
No, actually, change mine to the running back. I want to see that play some other heavy.
All right.
Double down so heavily.
Well, 50 chance. Running back is going up against the one seed, and this is the one seed because it was on all the lists submitted, and it was when I tweeted out, like, probably the most responded to one, and it's planking. Planking was very stupid. It was a ridiculous trend. It made no sense, and I don't know how anyone – that's one of the few trends where, like, I didn't participate at all. And
don't add KB on Facebook, let me tell you that, because that boy, let's say he's on top of his fridge.
I think it's funny. That is a funny position, especially in like weird settings.
All right. Well, KB, you're first up to vote.
Versus the running backs?
It's the running backs, yes.
I'm pro planking. I don't think it was ever overdone. And it was it was harmless. It was funny. Running backs.
Disagree. Yeah,
planking like was ironic right off the bat. Like it was making fun of itself right away.
I think planking
right
was irony.
All right, so you're gonna stick with running backs too, Owen?
You can't draft the running back in the first round.
I learned that.
It's a great point. Tommy.
Me?
Yeah.
No, you skipped.
Oh, sorry. Yeah. Sorry, you Nick. Sorry.
This is boy.
Yeah. So,
thank you. The team I root for has a first round running back.
It was a bad pick.
It was at the end of the first.
It was not.
They're not in workout mode.
Wait, which team are you talking about with him? He's a Steelers fan, no?
Yeah, Najee Harris last year. Bad
pick. Yeah, and he's pretty good though.
So yeah, but geez. It's planking is a funny position. And you're in a place where you're not supposed to be.
Do it right now to prove to you, I guess, guaranteed laugh.
Why don't you?
No, do it. Do it right now. Do it right now for the YouTube fellas.
No.
Just do a plank right over the desk. It's a 3-0 vote like, right
Lenny
now.
Lenny Bard is passing us right now. If he planked right now, I would laugh.
I don't know if he can plank.
No, he can't. He doesn't have the dexterity to plank. He's not spry enough to get into that position.
He kind of V's.
Spry enough to lay down.
You can't even vertically play.
Not spry enough to lie.
Can't stand.
Can't stand up.
You can't raise his
arms. It's like a turtle.
John McCain.
I think outstretched arms are hilarious. I think, yeah.
It's taking a running back in the first round.
All right, Tommy.
Yeah, I mean, Coley did bring it up. Taking Saquon second overall single-handedly set the Giants back 5 years. Josh Allen was on the fucking board. Like
Saquon, Zeke, Gurley.
Saquon sucks. Mr. Dance is back there. Yeah, I got to go. I got to go running back in the first round.
It's going to move on. Che, I'm assuming you would have picked it as well.
Definitely. I mean, I root for a team that has a first-round running back, but we didn't draft him. His original team cut him after a couple of years. Leonard Fournette, shout out Barstool Lenny, our coworker, definitely taking a running back in the first round.
Mm-hmm. And like I think about it this way too: the Chargers have an undrafted free agent as their primary running back, and he's incredible, and he's better than probably all the first round running backs from the last few years. Coley,
yeah, I mean, plaguing. It hit the internet at the right point in time. Because like if it came out now, if it was a TikTok trend, it would get run into the ground so quickly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But it hit at such a perfect time where it was it's really like, yeah, if KB planked right now, I would like if you imagine planking right on top of Owen, that'd be hysterical.
Every time I clicked on like stumble upon in the top right corner of my laptop and saw it, I was geeking.
Yeah. Yeah,
dude, I was looking at
what's like the is there any plank videos because the whole humor is just a still image.
My friend in high school actually made like a sketch about planking. I'll text it to you guys.
Yeah, please do. All right, before we get into the second half of the bracket, let's hear really quick from BetterHelp. Look, life can be overwhelming, and a lot of people can get burned out without even knowing it. You know, symptoms can include lack of motivation, feeling helpless or trapped, detachment, fatigue, and more. It doesn't matter what your job is. Anyone can feel burnout. I felt it in my job all the time, especially when you get creative burnout. It really, really sucks. And I think we associate burnout with work, but that's not the only cause. You know, any of our roles in life can lead us to feeling burned out. And with BetterHelp Online Therapy, they want to remind you to prioritize yourself. Talking with someone who can help you figure out what's causing all the stress in your life. BetterHelp is customized online therapy that offers video, phone, and even live chat sessions with your therapist. So you don't have to see anyone on camera if you don't want to. I've used BetterHelp over the pandemic and it was awesome. Really helped you, like especially if you don't feel super comfortable maybe going all the way to an office or if you just want to do it over Zoom. It's very super, super, super helpful. It's much more affordable than in-person therapy. Give it a try and see if online therapy can help lower your stress levels. This podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp, and Lights, Camera, Barstool listeners get 10% off their first month at betterhelp.com/lights. That's BETTERHELP.com/lights. Thank you to BetterHelp. Let's get into the second half of our bracket. The 11 seed versus the 6 seed. The 6 seed we kind of talked about already, so I'll just throw it off the bat, which is YouTube pranksters. Where YouTube pranksters, they had a little bit of an era where they were unfortunately very popular and they were the worst humans alive. Like they would be included under the lick ice cream people, I guess. But also, I'm thinking like, who's the kid that used to work?
Plant210 pretended to kill himself in front of his grandma.
He also pretended to be dead in front of his girlfriend,
which is a legitimate prank.
But it's hilarious. Plant210 is funny because he just kept he introduces himself as Plant210. That's really fucking funny.
I'm thinking like Joshy Crocs dropping the giant tub of milk in the subway, like shit like that. Like nobody likes that.
You guys remember like Ed Bassmaster? Yes. Jack Vale? I thought they were pretty.
I liked him.
So
he was the French guy. Breed.
Oh, the French Remy Gillard was the best YouTuber ever.
Yeah.
So those are there. Yeah, there are a lot of good YouTube pranksters. We were talking about like the fake ones. Which they do the Lamborghinis with the girl.
Yeah.
Like and telling it would be my like, girlfriend she's pregnant and then giving her a Tesla instead.
It's like robbing a guy in the hood.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Say, asking a guy.
Talking on black people.
And they're just wearing 3D movie glasses
with
punched
tape
out
in the middle.
With tape in the middle.
And suspenders. Yeah. Like, no. Hey, do you want a hoop? And just like,
you know,
that's
the classic 21st century nerd.
Can you all believe this nerd wants to play me in basketball? This 6'6" jack
guy
nerd.
With the glasses and tape.
I'm going to body this dude.
They are just.
It's like a D1 basketball player, buddy. Bet he can't dunk. Kind
who's
of
that,
nerd.
Who's that guy that's like now addicted to ayahuasca?
Connor Murphy. His prank was
taking off his shirt.
Can I get your number? Then he then she's like, I don't know. And then he takes his shirt off. But what about now?
The Lamborghini guy was the best.
He was bad.
He got the worst hair tattoo ever. You know how guys get like the tattoo of like hair?
I didn't know it.
Yeah, like there's a special tattoo gun where it like is as small as hair. So you can get like a buzz cut tattooed. Looks okay. His is the worst ever. The funniest fucking thing.
Joey Salads.
He pissed in his mouth and ran for Congress.
He ran for Congress. Yep.
Immediately, like he started pissing his mouth when he announced his run for Congress.
Holy, what, within the same year. On Carlos Boozer's head?
Oh, yeah.
Paint.
That's, like shoe polish?
Yeah.
It's like Beijing, something like that. I can't remember the words for it, but yeah.
He talked about it on PMT, I remember.
Really?
Huh?
He talked about it on PMT. I forget what he said it was, but it was like his barber just like, hey, let me fix your hairline really quick. And he's like, all right, I'll trust you. And he just did the worst thing in human history to his head. It was a tough scene for him. Anyway, YouTube Pranksters is going up against the number 11 seed. The number 11 is the epic bacon slash mustache era of which was absolutely horrible. There's the people that would like for some reason mustaches had to be involved with everything. People would wear the glasses with the mustaches hanging off with on their so be over their mustache, and like everything had to be like some sort of epic bacon joke or whatever. So we're gonna start out with you this time, Coley. YouTube Pranksters or the epic bacon slash mustache era?
Like YouTube Pranksters are just bad people.
Yeah.
I don't know that I can consider them a trend.
They're not pranks either.
Never. Right.
They're just inconveniencing somebody that doesn't deserve it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If you want real pranks, turn on True TV. Watch my boys chat, Joe, Q, and Sal. Throw on some Practical Jokers, please.
Actually, Joe's not there.
Mer, Q, and Sal.
Yeah.
The end of the internet, like one of the first messages people just had to get to one another was like, can you believe how fucking good bacon is?
Yeah.
I don't know why that. And I think Chaps was one of the first people I ever saw like truly rail against the bacon people. Like they're just truly celebrating like a condiment. It's a meat that can't stand on its own two feet. Like it needs to be, it's a role player and the whole thing. Huh?
BLTs?
Yeah, yeah, terrible language.
Yeah, not a great one.
It's a poor person sandwich. Like, if you call it what it is. Like, it's down there with, like, the bolognese. Like, it's one of those. It has to be the epic bacon thing. Like, the phrase epic bacon means nothing. I don't even want to like the mustache great people. They're at least bacon. They're just bad at having fun. Like they're trying. The epic bacon people. Like that was a pandemic of sorts.
Mm-hmm. All right, Shay.
So like I kind of understand what you're saying. What's like an example of the bacon drink? You said like epic bacon,
epic meal time, wrap it in bacon, bacon more bacon
aesthetic.
Yeah,
too.
Ron Swanson.
Yeah,
yeah.
Like having like
okay. How does that like a bacon mustaches?
I'm a little bacon was like so, there's bacon chapstick, bacon soda.
But like bacon has an appeal. It's like it's my a good tasting food. And the mustache was off.
Mustache was weird.
What is what? How do they relate?
Those girls wearing mustaches.
Same guy. Same guy would do both things, the mustache and bacon thing. They would usually be like the same person. They'd be like posting epic mustache things and all that sort of nonsense.
The phrase epic was extremely overused a few years ago. I'm going to go with – what's that?
Like L-E, the French, like
– Le.
Oh, le bacon. Yeah. Mm.
The bacon stuff didn't annoy me as much because it didn't come on my radar really until just now. So I'm going to say YouTube prank.
I love that description. Like, yeah, no kidding. Then it didn't bother you until right now. You're like, it didn't bother me as much until this literal second.
It didn't bother me when I had no idea it existed.
Not lying.
All right. So, which one are you going
to
pick?
I don't think you have the ability to.
No.
YouTube pranksters?
I'm thinking the YouTube pranksters, yeah.
All right. It's 1-1. Tommy?
I mean, I think the same people who constantly talk about how good bacon is are the 69 nice joke people. I think that that's a pretty circular Venn diagram. I don't understand the mustache part of this thing. I'm getting a little confused there. But I will say the YouTube pranksters, I know they're bad people. Sometimes they make me laugh. Killing yourself in front of your grandma, that's just fucking funny. That's just funny. The bacon thing is not funny. So I'm going to say, like, for me, this vote is thinking liking bacon as a personality trait is a bad trend.
Mm-hmm. Good point. All right, Nick?
Bacon isn't even the best breakfast meat.
No, it's like third.
Yeah.
Like that Filipino sausage,
La Singa.
There's an L, La Signa.
Yeah, it's not bacon. That bacon trend was so strange. It was the same people that like loved narwhals and cats. And they're probably the same people that posted Follow Fridays.
Mm-hmm. The number one posters of like this and I'll tell you how I feel about you, or like for life for those people.
Yeah. Respond with a number. Yes.
So I guess this happened.
Yeah. For also like Throwback Thursday, Way Back Wednesday,
Flashback Friday. Flashback
Friday. You could just, those were just
Memory
people.
Monday.
Memory Monday. What was Tuesday?
Yeah, there was. There was so many Instagram Tuesdays.
There was like, that was weird. Woman Crush Wednesday was creepy.
Man Crush Monday. Yeah.
Creepy?
Yes.
Creepy?
WCW is pretty cool.
Tagging a woman you don't know.
Fuck, yeah.
To everybody. It's like, I'm going to fuck this woman.
Definitely. I did that and I tagged, I think I tagged Sarah Hyland in one when the girl from Modern Family. Yeah. I was just like, yeah, maybe she'll see it. Oh, yeah. Spoiler alert, she didn't.
I'm Jack Kennedy's Woman Crush Wednesday. Thanks, Jack.
Sure, that meant a lot to me.
Right, the bacon people, because it's like, it's a very, you know, everything about them.
Yeah.
They shared what did the fox say.
Mm-hmm. I think the bacon is a political agenda too.
Yeah.
It has xenophobic roots for sure.
Yeah.
It was during the Iraq War.
It definitely was.
And what was the other option?
Prank you to pranksters.
Yeah, that's still worse. Like the Lance 210s are so bad that they ruin, I think, everything else for me.
Epic bacon, probably the most haram trend of all time out of all the ones that have existed.
The YouTube pranksters, they figured out a loophole to get rich.
Yeah.
I don't think they liked what they were doing. They are terrible people, but there was no incentive to doing the bacon and mustache thing. So I'm going with that.
All right. It's going to move on. The epic bacon mustache people. Okay. Let's just wait for Che to come back.
People were getting mustache tattoos.
Yes. Like on their fingers.
Yeah.
Yeah. Those were tough ones. That's a tough one to look back on.
I'm in an absolute rabbit hole of Ron Swanson memes right now. These are just terrible. Terrible.
They are the people that like attributed, like lauded him as the alpha male.
Yeah.
Because he had a mustache and liked woodworking.
Is there a minion Ron Swanson? Because I feel like those people, the epic bacon people, are also big time minion people.
This meme?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it was like being like a bourbon snob, bacon, wood.
We're talking about idiots.
In like, yeah.
I think.
All these people like genuinely wanted to become like him to be president.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like the actor.
And like, needed a president that got 40
eggs. He leaned into it hard, too. I respect the shit out of him for just like,
oh, fuck yeah. You have to.
He cashed in on it. He made that book about like woodworking and stuff that people were buying up because they thought he was manly. He probably doesn't know shit about that.
No, he's cashing in on it. He legitimately does like woodworking. Like he's been doing that his whole life.
That's so he says in his book. I see you were an epic bacon person, Coley.
No, he's like him and Conan do a lot together.
Yeah. I'm not knocking him as a person. I'm knocking the others.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That I think is a great Venn diagram, though. The epic bacon people, Ron Swanson people, and minion people, because those are the same human.
See, I think of them as the people who in 2014, they kind of pivoted to like microbreweries.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. They became
IPA. They're keeping the IPA business afloat.
Now they're doing like bourbon.
Yeah, and they married pumpkin spice latte girls.
Yeah.
Yeah. I swear to God, dude, this Goose Island is so much better than your Miller Lite. It's so great.
It's aged in a bourbon barrel.
Yes, always aged in a bourbon barrel.
What? Where did, I don't know. Where did Che go?
Che's Wi-Fi dropped. Yeah. We'll be back in a second. I wonder if we could just start the next one without him.
Say, he's second to last in this one anyways.
Yeah, but I want him to know what the options are to hear the arguments and everything. So, you know what? I don't think he's going to have a lot to offer in this one anyway. Let's just shoot right through without him. Okay. All right. As we wait for Stephen Shea to go back, a comeback, let's move on to the number 3 seed versus the number 14 seed. The number 3 seed is slacktivism, which is a term I found, which I don't like the term, but the term is good. So slacktivism includes like Kony 2012 people. It includes like, you know, blacking out your profile picture, people that do activism that has no like impact, consequence whatsoever other than performatively showing off that you care about this thing. And that's basically it. So slacktivism is going up against the number 14 seed, which is, and I put this as a strictly girls thing, but I'm sure guys do this too. I just haven't been on the other side of that. Mentioning The Office in your dating profile, which that is something where it is so prevalent. It's crazy. Like you could not swipe more than once without finding a girl whose thing was like, we'll get along if you like The Office. We'll get along if I quote The Office and you know what I'm talking about. Like all shit like that nonstop. And I'm sure guys did the same thing. But number 3, slacktivism versus number 14, mentioning The Office in your dating profile. This time we'll start with you, KB.
I think The Office thing is kind of harmless. I think it's people, because The Office is a good show. I believe they liked it. It wasn't fake. And I believe they were just trying to attract a partner and do whatever they can to put themselves out there.
Sounds like you did it.
I mean, it's a universally beloved show. It's annoying, but it makes sense.
But as opposed to the slack or whatever that is, like that's, I feel like that's a lot of frauds. Like the people who were standing in line for the Ukraine bakery, and they were just, there was a long line, and you know they loved being in the line. Mm-hmm. They were like, what?
Take pictures.
They pretended to like a raw beet.
Yeah, that is the funniest thing. Like, oh, this dirt soup is so good because it's for the people of Kiev. Like, no, you're doing nothing. You're doing literally nothing. So you're gonna pick the slacktivism, KB?
Yeah,
ditto. Without doubt, of course that is that is the worst. It's the same people that think they're sacrificing their birthday on Facebook and they're asking for donations on their birthday for like, have you ever seen that?
No.
Yeah, it's my birthday, so I'm asking as a gift for you to donate to.
Oh, this. Yeah.
And it's like always like
near and dear to my heart, and it's St. Jude's. Yeah. Like, yeah, everybody cares about children.
Yeah.
Where people,
it's always like so sad. Like their goal is like $20, and they're like, "We're almost there." Yeah,
it's like just don't order that milk bar.
People do it after a viral tweet now too. Like after a viral tweet, they'll drop like, "Make sure you go vote in your local election."
Yeah,
I'd
rather
drop your Instagram handle
dildos or whatever than fucking ask me to vote in your reply.
Sash showed me this girl's TikTok link tree, and it had like 75 links to donate. Who's going to like pay 6 of that?
Yeah,
it's insane.
All right, so all 3 of you are picking slacktivism.
Yeah, I donated to your charity. Please fuck me.
I Haitianed my way into some pussy. All right, Tommy, you're up.
Dudes that think they can get laid from that like are celebrating natural disasters.
Yes, they're like, oh my god, I'm gonna donate to so many.
No, you know they get so giddy when something new, a new tragedy happens.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. All right, so Tommy, you're up. Slacktivism versus mentioning the
and like the fucking profile. Ukraine, opaque Ukraine flag covers up their ugly ass face.
Yeah, I hate both these things. Like the Office thing, it's just such a low. Like statistically, it might be the most popular TV show of all time. So that for that to be the only bar to get along with someone is pathetic. Slacktivism is it too soon? Can we talk about how crazy that day was 2 years ago where the whole world woke up and was like, holy shit, do I have to post a black square on my Instagram?
It like, worked for me.
Yeah,
Nikki was in it.
Because I don't post on Instagram very often, and my post from 2 weeks prior to that happening was just a navy blue square. And it just helps. I love the color.
Yeah.
And everybody's commenting like pretty fucked up, man. Because if you went to my page,
latest picture was just
at the time it was a funny post.
A blue square.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you're doing a Blue Lives Matter square, basically.
Yeah, pretty much.
That was that's a tough post. Scene.
It was.
Rest in peace.
Yeah, yeah, it's just an example of people being like, you know, I don't care about the issue, but how can I show, how can I have the appearance that I care about the issue? Mm-hmm. What can I do to like make people think that I care?
But on the flip side, I think there are people who care. And
yes.
But you can't do anything about this cause.
Right. So. But I just, I want to like see a girl like in her archive having a black square. Like she took it off her grid.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I remember was a good example of this was I remember someone replied to Big Cat like a couple days after the war in Ukraine started. And he's like, yeah, hi, fucking dickhead. How about you use your platform to raise awareness about the war in Ukraine? Like, everyone knows what is happening in the Ukraine. The entire world is talking about it. No one is not talking about the Ukraine.
He didn't know until Dan Katz tweeted about it.
Big Cat tweeted about it. What the fuck are you talking about?
Like a Boston College frat guy knowing about Ukraine isn't going to help them.
Yes.
Not until Big Cat had Ukraine on his hot seat cool throne.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wait, why the fuck's Putin on the Mount Flushmore?
Holy shit. So yeah, I'll go slacktivism.
All right, that's another. It's going to move on. But Che, by the way, in case you, I know you had missed it, it was slacktivism, which is like fake activism, basically, versus girls or guys mentioning The Office in their dating profile, which is something I don't think pertains to you at all or has ever affected you.
Yeah, I would say slacktivism just because I'm not paying attention to that stuff.
You were a milf hunter on Tinder, though. We learned that a couple weeks ago.
Mm-hmm. I was. But I was also very into The Office at that time. I didn't have an Office quote, though. Technical question. I'm vertical right now. If I turn this sideways, does it move me sideways?
You'll be planking.
No, it does.
You are planking in the middle of our thing right now, literally.
Yes, it does. How do I turn it? I'm going to fuck up the thing for Gooch.
Gooch says turn it back sideways.
Now you're...
Yes.
Yeah.
That's better.
Hold it.
No. Yeah.
Yeah.
You're good. Perfect.
Can you guys see me okay? It looks all
You're right side up.
Can we hear you
now?
Wait, we see it perfect. Can you
check me? Check.
Yeah, this is way better.
Mike's perfect. Even.
Is it displaying okay?
Yeah, yeah, everything is perfect.
Displaying the right way.
We've been perfect for multiple seconds now. Okay, Coley, slacktivism versus mentioning The Office.
I'm a big ends justify the means kind of guy. So even. Like there are some pathetic slacktivism for sure. Those if you're raising even $20 or something, I'm gonna give you a pass. I don't really care what your intentions are at that point. Office quote. Just grow up. Like Tommy said, like it's for this generation specifically. I don't know if there's anything like you. I think if you just wrote like I like bread, less people would relate to you.
Yes.
That's a pretty good dating profile.
Yeah.
The anti-gluten people would be all over your ass. Just ask Smokes.
It's like my friend has in his Hinge just three prompts about how he takes cold showers. Or just like, we'll get along if I take cold showers. A shower thought I recently had is, wow, this water is freezing cold. And like some other one.
So like, yeah, I think that it's just there's no point in referencing it because it's almost like when people say like what do you like to do? Yeah, I like to travel. Everyone likes to travel. Like what do you? It means nothing. It's a moot answer.
So
to
many
a
people want
to
go on adventures. No, you don't.
Yeah.
Spicy margs.
Yeah. That's the same thing as the Office as far as relatability for sure. Okay. Next up, we have the number spicy 10 seed versus
margs are good.
They're great. The number 10 seed versus the number 7 seed. The number 10 seed is, and we're almost part of this in a sense, influencers in general, which are just like, I feel like influencers are a way for people to be served an ad and feel okay about it because it's not involved with the corporation. Almost it's like indirectly. It's almost like they're like Iran-Contra-ing like people into buying shit. It's like very like convoluted. And they're going up against the number 7 Frosted Tips, which is on a lot of lists. And Frosted Tips could be done very cool. I was someone who tried Frosted Tips, it did not look very cool. And in middle school, I came in one day with them. No, that ever didn't do this. No, that was I dyed my hair. That was totally
you
different.
Did that recently, right?
No, that was just completely dyed hair. that was totally different. But yeah, in middle school, I did frosted tips with like this gel shit, and I came in the first day with it, and the front desk lady made me wash it out of my hair before I went to class because she's like, "You look like a fool, an absolute moron. You have to wash this out of your hair before you go to class."
The justification,
which is great. There. Yes, exactly. So we'll start out with you this time, Coley. Which one would you pick, frosted tips or influencers?
You know, boys, it's about that time of the week where I toss my abstain card on the table. I think both of these things are extremely cool. If you look at, like, for some reason, every white player in the 90s in the NBA had frosted tips. They all look cool. Obviously, as a bald, this is something I've always been jealous of. And being an influencer, I mean, you talk about the easiest money a person can make. Like, that just means you're a hot person 99% of the time. Like, that's lame. We're saying being hot's lame. Not on this show, pal. I abstain.
Yeah. The abstain from the McMahon. Che.
We're not sideways, are we?
Are we sideways?
Che is upright.
Yeah. I can't really see what I'm looking side, but I don't know what this looks like in
We were flipped for a second.
No, you're not.
Here, Che, flip.
You're making Gucci's life a one more rotation. Hell right now.
My Wi-Fi went out, so I have to hold my phone now.
Yeah, Che, you're still side. One more.
One more in the same direction.
One extra.
Yeah. Yes. Yep.
Am I just upside down?
No. I feel like you think you're upside down. That's hilarious.
Are we all upside down to you?
Yeah,
is your orientation lock on? All right, you're good there.
I don't know what that is. I have to use my phone. My Wi-Fi went out.
This is no, it's just fine. We're good. Just
normal now. Yeah. All right. So Che, what are you picking? Influencers or frosted tips?
Yeah, I agree with Coley. Influencers are very cool. I think all of us would love to be an influencer to the fact we're getting thousands of dollars for an Instagram ad. Frosted tips, I mean, they had their time. I mean, it was just a normal fad like most things in the 90s.
Actually, could you put googly eyes on your chin?
Do I have googly eyes?
I think you'll fit in the frame better if you have googly eyes on your chin.
Yeah.
Is there any way that would...
You got to put him up.
That's pretty good.
Oh, so this would be like a Che with a vampire.
You guys just pulled my leg.
Oh my god, you've rotated so many times.
Were you holding your phone upside down?
Yeah, you guys are staying. That's what I was supposed to do. Whenever we've had someone on whatever, it's like, all right, you don't want them to be the vertical, so you have to turn their phone sideways. But when I'm doing that, it's not turning sideways, so I don't know if it's
you can leave it sideways. It's just for Gooch is going to edit it, so you're flipped sideways. So like, if you keep it sideways, you're set. You're fine. It's just Gooch is going to flip you.
Oh, we got
to
leave.
I'm vertical right now. Do you want me to move sideways?
Yeah. Goochman, we want him to be horizontal, right? We want him to be sideways.
Do what you want.
You're locked.
Steven, I don't know what I locked. I'm in Safari right now.
Hold on. Swipe down on the top right of your phone so that all like the options pop up.
Okay.
And then there's gonna be one that's like it's a circle. You don't know what those are. There's a padlock inside a circle.
If your phone was a football field, it'd be around the 30.
That's helpful. Who's 30? Can't find it.
You
have the portrait lock button. I promise you have it.
Okay, there's a lock inside something.
A circle with an arrow.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Are we talking about the orientation lock?
You said it doesn't
know about the timer.
What a pure man.
Flip sideways.
Here we go. Orientation lock off. Okay. Now we're cooking with gas.
Mm-hmm.
Hey! No.
Look who did technology.
How many employees does it take to get portrait lock off of an iPhone? Incredible work.
You also just taught me how to find the flashlight. I never knew how to find the flashlight. I haven't.
No way.
That is a flashlight.
Wait, you have a separate app for a flashlight?
Yeah, and it, it plays ads on volume. Very annoying.
He's using the flashlight app with ads.
Wait, is it just the one of your screen? Is it your screen white?
Yeah. Is it the one
that makes
the only man truly born in the wrong generation.
That app is literally.
You worked for Amazon before.
On multiple occasions. Yeah.
I use it every single day.
Yeah, every day.
It's a common meme that it had to used to be an app in like 2008.
Wait, did you know about swiping top right of your phone?
I did not know that.
Shay, on a Friday night, do you have
how do you turn your Wi-Fi and Bluetooth
from the beer app on your iPod Touch?
Wait, what? I turn my Wi-Fi on. Like,
how do you turn your Wi-Fi on?
Through settings. It has to be through settings.
Settings.
Yeah. Is there another way to turn your Wi-Fi on?
The same. Yeah, that same. That drop right.
What about brightness?
Yeah, your brightness, your volume.
The brightness of your phone.
All
are you under the impression brightness is automatic?
Okay. Look right here. You see all this stuff? There's so many options you need to go look through.
You can add stuff to it, too.
Yeah, you can add more. I have the base set. It's kind of like a
format, bitch.
Wait, you guys don't use settings for those things?
No, we use the command center. That same thing you were just on.
Oh, man.
Has your phone never been off of orientation lock?
I've never touched it, so probably not.
I'm shocked. Wait,
have you never watched a game and it took up the whole phone?
Why am I watching a game on my phone? I have a TV.
You don't always like you've never watched a video on your phone.
Twitter, where it's like a football clip on Twitter.
No, like YouTube. YouTube does it.
When it goes, YouTube
automatically. Pornhub doesn't.
Like, don't you watch?
Yeah, Pornhub doesn't.
Pornhub doesn't.
He's pinching and zooming. Right on the
he's got that tiny ass. The worst view.
No, I've
you've been beaten off in 1920 1080.
Yeah.
No, I don't really use my phone for that.
What do you watch your porn on?
iPad.
Oh, that's depraved.
It's a bigger
depraved. Depraved. iPad porn guys.
Wait, why is that bad? It's a bigger screen.
If I see hornier answer than desktop.
If I see Bucks guy commenting on Pornhub and it's a sent from my iPad.
Name sent from my iPad under a video.
Okay.
What a fucking journey that just was. All right, so the point is, what are you picking, influencers or Frosted Tips?
Frosted Tips definitely works. Being an influencer would be sweet.
All right, Tommy.
Yeah, I'm gonna go Frosted Tips too.
You
get paid off influencing, not off having Frosted Tips, unless you're an influencer with Frosted Tips. But still Frosted Tips.
Nick,
it's Frosted Tips.
Oh yeah, they're gonna move on, but Owen.
Influencers, get over yourselves, you seven.
KB.
Yeah.
I mean, influencers, I think they're like collectively like some of the worst people, but
horrible people.
You can't call it a trend that's not worth like jumping on if you can.
Fair enough. All right. Frosted Tips is moving on. Now we have the number 2 seed versus the number 15. The number 2 seed is the swag era. The swag era. I think for most of us, we were in high school or middle school. Coley and Shay, obviously a little bit older, so different for them. But it was horrible. Everyone wearing the fucking weird tucked-in polo into shit and, like, the massive, way too big snapback hats and all that shit.
Oh, I thought you meant the word. That era?
Well, yeah. Well, that's part of it, too. So, like,
they weren't hats that said dope, but it was like, what was it? How was dope? Was the P backwards in dope and it overlapped the O?
Yeah, and there was a weed lead on it for no reason.
How can you wear a snapback hat that's too big? It's adjustable.
It's no, like they're like the volume of it's like a 10-gallon hat.
Crown of the hat was large.
Yeah.
Like okay. Gotcha.
Like a 10-gallon snapback, basically. Like it was way too big. Okay. So
remember that
that's
guy
going...
who held up a cardboard that said "Replace racism with swag"?
Yeah.
Yes.
He's got a great point.
I was gonna say. Yeah.
I love Filipinos with swag.
Swaggy Filipinos are the coolest.
Yeah. They're the most powerful. What was it? Filipinos are the most powerful race on earth. And it's like the real swaggy Filipinos.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't know love that. Them. You guys, that's the second Filipino reference you guys have made on this podcast today.
Yeah, it makes sense.
Hype them up.
Very suspicious. All right. That's going up against the number 15 seed, which is just the phrase, "Are you triggered?" question mark.
Oh.
which was a terrible time on basically
every social media. But it has like a 100% hit rate because as soon as you read that directed at you, you are probably triggered.
You want to throw You want to throw a troll face in with that? Is that different? Problem?
Problem troll face would be like probably in the same sort of stratosphere. But we'll start with you, KB. Swag era versus are you triggered?
Well, I was a victim of the swag era. I was obsessed with the snapbacks and like the going to get the Jordan tees from the saying tees. I had a shirt that said,
"Did you free yourself?"
Wait, what was it?
I had the G Shock.
Yeah, the white G Shock.
My first time getting arrested for underage drinking, and I had a mugshot. I was wearing a orange shirt that said "Free yourself," but the REE was blacked out, so it said "F yourself." And that was my mugshot. I got arrested.
Famous Stars and Straps shirt.
I believe.
Oh man, yeah. I think Nate wore one to the office last week.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Did you ever wear KB the window pane glasses, whatever they're called?
The Kanye glasses.
Yeah, I had those.
Yeah.
I was into it. Then I was the first popularized rebelling against it with my username.
Yeah.
What was the other one?
It was our phrase, are you triggered?
That one, yeah, that one does trigger you though.
It's good.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, so it's you can't deny it.
And then
so.
Like every stand-up special like in that little era was called triggered.
Yeah. Terrible. Or canceled or something like that.
Or that's in your book as well. Is it called triggered?
Yes.
Yes.
Pretty sure it was.
I'll go with the triggered one though, because the swag era, people we were having fun with it. Oh, we were at fashion. Yeah.
I was never
judging
elementary school for that. During the swag era, and we got gym uniforms from school, so they gave you your size. So I had to like sag my gym uniform to get baggy, and it's just a funny image because it had huge crosses and St. Anne's on it. But I was holding them down to, like halfway to my knees. Swag era was fun.
Fun era.
I don't like
it. So you're going with you're going for Are You Triggered as well, Owen?
Mm-hmm.
All right, Nick.
I would argue that the people that were anti-swag, that was like classes for gentlemen, is way worse than the swag.
Oh, yeah.
Classic, man.
So, and those were all just like, they would like put a picture of like a noir detective in a fedora and then a picture of them in one. Like, this is like a timeless hat.
I actually had fedora on the short list to get on this bracket too, but I was like, I don't know if it's popular enough because it really wasn't. All right, who's next up? Tommy.
Yeah, I'll go. Are you triggered? Swag. I used to talk about swag a lot. I didn't have any of it, but I used to always be like, I'm the swag master. I once got in a Twitter spat with Shannon Sharp over who had more swag near him. I was like 15. Are you triggered? It's almost like admitting defeat in an argument in some ways. Yeah. So I'll say that.
It's a cop out, basically.
Yeah.
Like, because like
you triggered because you just made a better point than me that I can't respond to.
Mm-hmm. A cop's pretty much. Out is are you triggered? Shoots you in the head.
That's the new suicide by cop term is. All right, Che.
Definitely the are you triggered crowd. Anytime, you get triggered or people accuse you of being triggered online, they have lost. Mm-hmm.
All right, Coley.
Yeah, I mean, this isn't even close. This is both, again, two things ruined by white people. but the triggered people are a very specific person, and I don't need any of them alive anymore.
No, exactly.
All right, so before we get into our – they're going to move on, by the way. And before we move into our championship round or our playoff round, let's talk really quick about Roman.
You know how when you're wearing a great outfit, everything looks just right and your confidence is soaring. You can walk right into a room and you can know you're on your A game. It's awesome. But if you've been struggling with PE, Roman can help you feel that same feeling in the bedroom. Roman swipes are a clinically proven way to last longer in bed. They're effective, easy to use, and fast acting, but don't require a prescription. Roman ships swipes right to you in a 2-day shipping in discreet, unmarked packaging, and each of the swipes packet is small enough to hide in your wallet from whenever you need it. They're super easy to use. Just take the swipe out of the packet, swipe it on, try, and you are good to go. That's it. Go to GetRoman.com/lights today and get $10 off your swipes when you sign up for a monthly plan. So that's go to GetRoman.com/lights today and get $10 off swipes when you sign up for the monthly plan. Thank you to Roman. Now let's run through our playoffs. Starting with you, Coley, what do you think is the worst trend? Gender reveals or licking ice cream and then putting it back?
I wish we had had some like early 1900s trends, not just
like what
reason. Like the people
powdered wigs.
Powdered wigs. Like the game where you used to like push the hula hoop with the stick down the street.
That trend rocks.
Yeah,
a bicycle with one big wheel and one tiny wheel.
The stick and just keep hitting it. It was rolling.
That's awesome.
It's awesome. Imagine like today, like seeing like a kid just running down the street doing that.
I was just thinking of trends from the era. I wasn't trying to speak on the goodness or badness. Oh, of that
yeah.
But yeah. What was this one? I know one's.
This was gender reveal versus licking ice cream and putting it back.
Yeah, the licking ice cream and putting it back. Like those people were like bad. We've talked about bad people. We've talked about some people who just like fall into society more or less. I'm going to usually the people doing the gender reveal don't necessarily mean harm. They're just kind of lame. The licking the ice cream people, I feel like that was a Texas thing. Like I feel like most of those were Bluebell, which is already some type of poison that's constantly getting recalled.
Yeah.
So it has to be the licking the ice cream.
Yeah, all right, one for licking ice cream. Saliva to begin with.
Yeah, it already
Bell sucks.
Jay.
Licking ice, I mean, that is a crime. Like, you can't do that. But also, right. When you would lick the ice cream, yeah. isn't there generally
crime
like
you can't do.
Mount Rushmore of crime you can't do. Go.
Yeah.
Abortion.
So, Jay, you're going with the licking, right?
Licking ice cream. That is the
licking
worst
the cream for Steve.
I think we can send through licking the ice cream. I don't know.
This will not be.
Yeah, I didn't think so. So licking's going to move on then. The next up, we have taking a running back in the first round versus
Send them through.
First, the Spartan run and CrossFit, all that shit. I do think, running back.
I'd rather draft someone who just finished a Spartan run than a running back.
All right. So we'll start out with you this time, KB. Running back in the first round versus licking ice cream, putting it back.
Oh, shit.
This might be the championship.
I'm trying to just find any rationale for licking the ice cream.
I mean, it tastes good.
It does. Who amongst us have shoplifted, even if it was just a candy bar? It's similar.
It's the least selfish way to shoplift. Yeah.
I just wanted a little taste. I didn't want the whole gallon. And I didn't know what it tasted like. That butter pistachio ice cream.
And it's good.
Would you rather me taste it and then throw it out?
You could spin it as being respectful to the store. You could say, I didn't want to go to the store.
My tongue. Mm-hmm. But taking Travis Etienne.
Yeah,
didn't even play. He burned one of his 5 years.
The running back.
James Robinson had a foul mark that year.
All right. So I'm assuming you're taking the running back in the first round.
Me?
KB, yes.
I did.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I'm also doing that.
Running back in the first round, Nick.
Yeah, fuck it.
Send him through.
Tommy.
No. I'm taking the ice cream.
What percentage of ice cream is contaminated?
Yeah, that's the concern now. I literally don't think I'm ever going to buy ice cream again from a fucking store. I didn't know people were doing this. These monsters. All right,
good. More for us.
Yeah, more ice cream for us.
Well, you cheer on your team with a first round running back.
Yeah, exactly. Put down my fucking Saquon jersey and not eat ice cream.
You can't even eat your car. Well, you're afraid of ice cream.
So, Tommy, one for
a sweet tooth.
Every one of Tommy's Sundays are miserable.
Jay.
Yeah, I mean, the Giants, I don't even think they picked up the option on Saquon's, like, fifth-year option. So, like, what are we doing here? You drafted in the first round for that. He didn't prove out enough that you can get it picked up. So, yeah, taking a running back in the first round.
Yeah, Coley, I'm assuming you would.
I just love how, like, every other time Steven has heard about the ice cream, he's like, that's a crime. And then he put it up against football. He's like, listen, you just cannot take a running back. I don't care if he can catch. I don't care if he can play deep. You just do not take a running back in the first round.
All right, Coley, what would you have picked? You would have picked the running back, right?
You cannot take Kenjack. You cannot take a running back in the first round.
You just want to taste ice cream.
Yeah. All right. Like slow taste. Pro tasting the ice cream.
Yeah, I mean, we're certainly doing that.
You call it tasting. Something. Yeah.
If you live in Chicago, do not eat any local ice cream.
On the top that you like.
What, I can't fucking taste?
Wait, I can't just get a taste?
What, guys can't get a taste anymore?
Yeah. You want me to fucking guess what this tastes like?
Also, with the pandemic, a lot of places aren't doing, and with COVID, a lot of places aren't doing the samples anymore.
Yeah, exactly, Jay. Yeah.
Free sample.
Guys, what the man to do?
What happened to free samples?
We had hope. Jobs and cash.
Should just be able to re-enter the Destiny chicken as well.
I've flipped. Yeah, there's nothing wrong with it.
There's nothing wrong. In fact, it's environmentally conscious.
You're not even using a little plastic spoon.
Yeah, you're not wasting a gallon of flavor spoon. You might not like.
It's also ableist to think someone could have an entire pint of ice cream without shitting themselves.
It's fucked up.
People are lactose intolerant. Some people just need a lick.
Imagine having a spoon last forever in a junkyard because you wanted to try ice cream once. Fuck you for not doing that.
Yeah, actually, you should.
Again, they're in Chicago right now, so if you live in Chicago, do not eat any ice cream from a store in the next 24 hours.
No safe cream in the Chicago area.
All right, Coley, you get to vote first, and the number 3 seed Slacktivism versus the number 11 seed Epic Bacon / Mustache Era.
I thought they already played.
They're in the same division.
It feels like it. It definitely feels like it. I'm going with the bacon people. Like it, even the slacktivists, some slacktivists out there have raised money that have gone to good causes. No one eating bacon is doing a good thing.
Mm-hmm. Fair point.
Yeah, it's still probably net positive.
Didn't an article come out like somewhat recently, maybe like 2 years ago? It was like bacon consumption has been linked to getting cancer, and then like nobody cared about it. Like after a week.
Yeah,
that was a pretty obvious thing even before the study.
Was it? Yeah, eating any type of food will give you cancer.
No one said that.
Think about it this way, Steven. Every single human who has ever eaten bacon has died. So, I mean, it's statistically probable.
And the chick that started licking the ice cream is still alive.
True.
I've never stood behind a cause more now.
What's the bacon up against?
It's going up against slacktivism.
Slacktivism. I don't like getting all these causes on my timeline and stuff like that. Slacktivism.
Che just hates activism too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Unless it's a zero RB fantasy football strategy.
Yeah.
All right, so you're going with slacktivism, Che.
So as an Asian in the New York metro area this year, it's been annoying to see people banding together to
like stop the subway stop attacks Asian and hate. Stuff.
It's been a burden.
Wait, what's going
on? Oh, boy.
We don't have time for that. We absolutely do not have time to explain that.
I haven't taken a subway in a long time, so.
Yeah. Blissfully unaware.
Tommy.
Stay away. I still am hung up on the mustache thing, if we're being honest. I don't totally understand what that means. But I really, the people who make liking bacon a personality trait are so unfunny and so stupid. Just like, oh, this would be good. Like, there are plenty of foods that wouldn't be better with bacon. Like, most foods... Mm-hmm. Are good, are like just good without bacon.
Like ice cream.
Yeah, they were probably checking to make sure there was no fucking bacon in it. Yeah. I'm not going to have bacon in it. Or a mustache.
All right, Nick.
I mean, I'm trying. The bacon was annoying, but then I'm thinking about Che's timeline. No, the bacon sucks, and the bacon people suck. And at a certain point, like, I was always a goofy kid, and so every gift was always like, oh, here's bacon chapstick, here's bacon, a bar of bacon soap, nickel like this. It's weird. No.
Yeah, that was
I was getting
the
chilly,
fail-safe for quirky.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think I had bacon ice cream once, actually, which I think it'd be okay to lick just to get a taste, because you don't want to fuck up and buy a
bacon ice cream. I would, you have to lick it first.
Yeah,
I
want to taste
bacon ice cream.
I'm gonna get all the way home to my wife, who's gonna be like, "Did you lick it?"
I could just put my tongue right, graze my tongue along the top, and get an idea of if it's good or not.
And when I open up that lid in the grocery store, I expect to see other tongue divots on there.
I'll make my own. You go right for the divot, or you make your own.
I make my own. It's gonna look like it's gonna look like
I go into the divot like it's snow. You got to go where it's easy.
No, I want my ice cream to look like a plowed field.
Yeah, I think if you saw a lot of divots, you'd go, oh, this clearly sucks. No one's,
no one's buying it. No, well, the solution is that every supermarket needs to have a sample ice cream for each ice cream.
It's like a car with 18 miles. Nobody's taking it around the lot. But...
what's up with this ice cream? 12.
Yeah. No, I'm embarrassed it's made it this far into the competition.
Yeah, can we take it out of the bracket?
I
feel like it's going to be a bad look.
Cut that one out of here.
We're about to get so embarrassed. Don't let him post this to the main page.
Okay, so Owen.
Bacon. Because I think that also led to, like Tommy said, just putting bacon on everything, which only certain things are better with it. And it led to KB's least favorite thing, squishing mac and cheese down on sandwiches.
Oh yeah, or the excess cheese, or like the hot knife.
The excess cheese, yeah.
And like all of that. The women that are just like all like at Olive Garden that are like, leave that with me. And it's like the hunk of cheese. It's like, no.
No.
It's my job. It's like stealing an Uber driver's car. Leave this car with me.
So next up, we have the number 15 seed, the phrase. This is not a super strong matchup, but it's the number 15 seed. The phrase, are you triggered, versus the number 7 seed, Frosted Tips. We start with UKB.
Yeah. Are you triggered is way worse.
It's going to be a sweep.
Who amongst us has when you feel like you're about to throw up, you get those mouth sweats?
Yeah.
Tongue's a little fuzzy. You go to the food store, you go to the freezer aisle.
Yeah. There's
you open up an Edie's or a Bluebell, something nobody's getting anyway.
Yeah, go to going to waste. They're throwing it in the dumpster behind the store. Why not at least taste some?
I'm gonna lick it.
Just have a taste.
It would be funny seeing a tongue mark in just a vanilla, like they've never had that before.
What the hell is this?
What?
That's statistically the safest to buy is vanilla.
So let's just move on. Triggered, 15 seed triggered versus the epic bacon people. Coley,
we've like, you know how when whiskey's distilled, they talk about like the original vapors that leave. It's like for the angels. It's like the I can't remember what the phrase is, but that's what we've turned the first lick of an ice cream down into. Just the purest of only for the gods is that first lick.
Wait, can we just?
I want to reach a level where, like, you know, rappers who only wear white Air Force Ones once. I want to only take first licks of ice cream. And just have a dumpster outside my apartment of just one licked just ice cream.
Pop its Cherry Garcia.
We just
I like
change
the
bracket to best trends so this can win.
I like the idea of like going to a store employee and complaining that an ice cream container isn't licked.
Yeah. The thing is, like, you don't want your ice cream container to be overly licked, but you don't want to open it and see no licks.
No licks, yeah. Right. Mm-hmm.
What Although that would mean
it's by this,
it would mean
well,
it's
here's
fresh.
The conundrum: if you lick it and you're like, "Actually, I want more of this," do you purchase the one you just licked, or do you pick up a fresh one?
You got
a fresh one.
Well, because you want to leave the divot for the next licker.
Yeah,
you want to get the full thing for yourself.
It's like how hobos communicate.
What the fuck, Coley?
Get out of here! Because I want to take it home and have that initial lick.
Yeah.
Like how hobos communicate in towns. They like draw like a cross on a bus stop. Simple. Like that's how, oh, that's only a one lick ice cream. I better get this. So they know.
All right. So let's just go straight into the finale of this bracket. Cole, you go first. Running back in the first round or the epic bacon people?
Oh, come on now.
The epic bacon people are the ones who like show up to their fantasy draft and they take a receiver who retired like 3 years ago. Yeah, they definitely would draft a running back in the first round. And there's no greater sin. It's drafting a running back in the first round.
Jay?
I mean, the game is clearly going towards more passing. You can't spend premium draft capital on a position that mainly runs the ball, even if they have good pass catching skills. Pass blocking seems to translate, but doesn't always. You can be a good pass blocker in college. It doesn't really measure up to the pros at all the time. Guys are bigger, stronger, faster. You got to go drafting a running back in the first round. It's the worst thing you can do.
Great technical analysis, Tommy.
22-59. That is the Giants' record since 2017. The worst mark in football. Not a coincidence they drafted Saquon 2 overall just 1 year into that. Josh Allen, Quentin Nelson on the board. It's drafting a running back first round.
Nick, you could send it home.
I mean, I feel like a hypocrite. I like Najee Harris. But I mean, it is it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. It's
always the outliers, but it is the worst.
Hear me out. What about from the dawn of man to like 2019, 2020 when people weren't licking their ice cream before they bought it?
That's a bad one.
That trend.
Yeah. How did we let that happen? Then you guys think of like the Neapolitans, where like you know like how one of the flavor, but you when
so,
you
so wait, three, is yeah, it three? Is it three devits in the Neapolitans?
And then you got to think about real chunky ice creams like fish food, where you got to make the hot dog with your tongue.
Yeah, you gotta.
I think for the graphic, we have to say people not licking their ice cream before buying.
Normalize
just
this.
Just blindly buying an ice cream.
Yeah, walking in on your friend fucking your girlfriend and he doesn't remember your name or the fact that you guys invented licking ice cream before you bought it.
That's why your girlfriend's cheating on you. You have like a bunch of like unlicked gallons of ice cream in your freezer.
That's like a Seinfeld.
Immediately have to take the trash out once you do.
Modern Seinfeld, Jerry being like, George, I'm dating a girl who doesn't lick her ice cream. I think I got to break up with her.
Well, Jerry, has she had the flavor before?
It's like major ick when
it got blind. Buying it blind? Buying it blind?
Buying it blind?
That's very much our clear winner. Okay, so that's episode 26 in the book. I don't even care who won. The point is, make sure before you try your ice cream, give it a taste. You still like purchase. It.
Before you spend like $8 to $10.
Yeah.
Give it a try to see if you like it, and you're not going to waste it later.
And now, Che, that YouTube video you love recommending, that is useful.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Good on you.
All right, so that's the bracket.
For ice cream. Oh, sorry.
That's the bracket. We'll be back next week.
Steven doesn't think that Owen was just randomly saying, like, I ate some pussy last night.
I ate pussy like you last night.
Oh, before we're gone. I was thinking of you last night.
I like to think Che deleted like really important photos on his phone, like really crucial memories, so he wouldn't have to delete his flashlight app. He was at a crossroads.
That is true. I've held on to it. I updated it recently.
Wait, what was the update? What was the update of the update?
The app just says, wait, you're for real still using this?
Yeah. Oh. He actually just bought like the DLC and it's just like the calculator like added onto it.
Whenever like because sometimes it would get like pocket turned on or whatever, like the whatever the control like center thing was, and I would have no idea, so I'd have to give my wife to be like, something happened.
But does she also not know where the flash
is? No, she does know how to do that.
Data guy, there's a wider.
Why wouldn't she tell you?
Yeah, you now have unlocked the scientific calculator.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, I'll have to get into that. I didn't know you can like control a lot of things from there. I didn't know you could put like your Wi-Fi and stuff. I live in the settings.
There's been concerts that are over a decade old where all 100,000 of the attendees had their flashlight app up in the air.
Oh, I thought that was a new thing, like in the last like 2 years.
This was a feature that's been, I don't know, 15 years old, maybe not.
Oh, I downloaded this like 4 or 5 years ago.
Okay.
I got hustled.
Wait, did you bought it?
I think it was like $1.99 or something.
You can just Google the color white.
Yeah, just white. That's all it is. A white screen. Can you show us what it looks like?
He's on his phone.
That feels so bad
for
that. Okay. That app developer is about to lose like their one single subscriber.
Yeah, poor guy. Yeah, but they're probably like, "How the fuck are we still making money?"
We're getting $10.99 a month from some guy named Steve Che.
Dope.
I kind of wish it was a monthly subscription. All right. Anyway, we'll be back next week with another round of the bracket. I think the boys will be back from Barcelona, West America. So
yeah,
back to a normal setup. I'll figure out when it is then. But until then, from KB, Owen, Nick, Tommy, myself, Che and Coley and the Gooch Man. We will see you next time. That was a really funny one.
God damn it.
Thank you.
Boys,
how have you never used that stuff?
Your Wi-Fi.
Che, how have you never used any of those things before? That's crazy.
I didn't know that all that stuff was controlled from there.
You could screen mirror from here. You could put a calculator, you could screen record. You could use your camera.
Oh, I've been wondering how to screen record.
Yeah.